Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7-2. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. John Deaney's our guest, our good friend, a longtime 11-plus year member of our Brain Trust, the author of 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. John, is there a new book coming out on the boomers, on the baby boomers? Are you working on that?
Actually, I'm working on an e-book. My website, my weekly column, which I know you read, Jim, Awake at 2 o'clock, yep, with the number 2, mm-hmm, has got the serialization of it. That third one came out yesterday.
Right.
And we're going to get that up to 6 or 7, probably 8,000 words by the time we're done, in about another 2 months, and then I'm going to put that up on Amazon as an ebook.
All right. So check that out, folks. This is really good stuff. We're talking about the millions of baby boomers who own businesses that can be sold. Meaning they've got they got some critical mass, they got some employees, they got a customer list, that kind of thing. And how do, as you decide to ride off into the sunset and take your what you've earned and convert it into cash from somebody else and move on, how's that going to happen? What's the process of that like going to look like? And who is that going to be? We talked about a white knight riding in, which is low percentage. The next highest percentage is a person that you already know that you're training, you're growing, you're grooming them, you're setting them up, you're disclosing to them, you're delegating to them, et cetera, and trusting them. But John, one of the things is more than likely it's going to be somebody from another generation. And these days, sometimes that seems like from another planet.
That's true. I mean, a lot of boomers say, well, I'm just waiting to find somebody just like me. Well, if you're a 60-year-old boomer, the likelihood you're going to find a buyer who's another 60-year-old boomer is pretty slim. And the generation following Generation X has a different value set. Now, I know, if I ask the rhetorical question on the radio, how many boomer business owners out there have complained about the work ethic of the following generation, I'm sure everybody driving to work in their car is groaning right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not work ethic, it's a value set.
Mm-hmm.
Our parents, the World War II generation, didn't talk about work-life balance. There was work,
right,
and there was life, and
that's
they
right
knew what the two were, and they were different.
Right.
And Gen X is very much the same. Work is work, and life is life, and they don't mix the two together the way we do. And we perceive that as being an unwillingness to dedicate yourself to the job.
So boomers weave a very fine seam, almost indistinguishable seam, between life and work, and we talk a lot about balancing it. You're saying that the Gen Xers it's easier for them to disengage and go live their life when they leave their work, whether they own a business or not.
Not just easier, they insist on it. They believe it's foolish to take,
yeah,
work home, and they think their parents, us, were nuts. And so,
owner selling a business to somebody like that, we can't imagine how they're going to pay for this business with that attitude, can we?
Right. I had a conference I was speaking at a few months back, and it was about half, it was all owners, but it was half boomers and half Gen Xers. And I said to the Gen Xers, I said, let me do a survey right here in the room. There's 25 or 30 of them. I said, who here would like to hear about a great business deal where you can make a lot of money? And they all raised their hands, of course. I said, okay, this is what I want from you. All you have to do is promise me that you'll work for 55 hours a week for the next 20 years. And they all burst into laughter. And I said, don't you guys want to hear how much money is involved? And they said, no, we're not doing that. Forget it.
So you're saying that the Gen Xers are not saying, I'm going to work until I die, like Jim Blasingame and John Deaney just said.
No, they expect to have multiple careers. They expect,
yeah,
to change focus, and they don't expect to spend 25 or 30 years
running
a small company.
There's another issue, John. There's only about 60% of them in the Gen X generation. They're only 60% the size of boomers. So there's for every 10 of us, there's only 6 of them.
Correct. There's a numerical problem. The numbers just don't work.
Yeah. So what do we do? What's the solution?
I think the solution is to train internally. I mean, they're not all slackers. You find a Gen Xer, you understand that your business has to be run without requiring 60 hours a week from the owner. And you understand that they intend to build value, build cash flow, and move on. The Gen Xers I have coming in now looking at businesses to buy are buying them for a 5 to 7 year period. They're very plain about that.
Wow.
They're not buying them for life. They want to buy them to build them and get rid of them and go do something else.
We need to continue this conversation, John. Thank you for helping us with today and being here. Thanks for 11 great years. We'll see you next time.
Pleasure, Jim. Thanks
John
a lot.
John Deaney, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.